As the city approaches the end of its tricentennial year, professors at the University of New Orleans and the University of Holy Cross are looking back on the city's history of public education. The system was set up in the 1840s with the help of Horace Mann, an early champion of public education. The purpose was to unify the diverse populations that comprised 19th century New Orleans by educating their children together. But the study found that ideal was never fully realized because of segregation, and because since integration, white families have largely opted out of the public school system. WWNO's Jess Clark sat down with UNO Professor Brian Beabout to talk about the report he co-authored.
What have you learned, looking at New Orleans' history in public education? Are there some things that you've taken from the past that help you think about how we can improve the state of education in New Orleans today?
It was illuminating. Over 200 years, we haven't figured out a way to make the city serve a broad swath of students in the public schools. We had forced integration in the Reconstruction period shortly after Civil War, which was very short-lived, but showed relatively positive results, and that was quickly undone. What happened is you didn't have democratic consensus to create schools that way, much in the way we didn't have democratic consensus to bring the RSD in 2005 and 2006. And so I think one of the lessons there is that bureaucratically enhanced change practice in the absence of a democratic sustainable change process is likely going to have a lot of kickback. And so if we're going to have a reform that works and is sustainable, it's going to be through that democratic process, as messy and painful and slow as that often is.
So, I think a lot of the inequities that we see play out in New Orleans public schools, aren't they the products of these larger racial inequities that we have overall in the city? And can you really make change in New Orleans public schools without addressing the broader issues in our society?
Yeah, I think charter schools as a reform strategy were very politically attractive, because they were seen as something of a schools-only strategy.
Mm-hmm.
We can eliminate social inequities via closing racial achievement gaps, boosting college attendance, and all will be well. Most evidence suggests that that's not the case. And I think to think that the job of our K-12 school system is to produce students who score higher on tests is wrongheaded and dangerous. I think creating healthier, stronger communities where students can participate actively in the community where they live, where they choose to live, is really the goal of a public education system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do we involve the community more in the democratic process of making schools?
There's a number of ways. One is to ensure that we're developing the teacher pipeline locally. Two is to ensure charter board representation. It looks like that's going to be the governance structure we use for our public schools, at least for the near term. There's been some research that indicates that there's sort of vast demographic differences between the students that attend a charter school and the board that governs it. Boards tend to be wealthier, whiter. And having more representative makeup on our charter school boards would probably provide some more stability and provide a wider, longer view of the educations we care about, the educational goals that we care about. That's another aspect. And in using a strategy of long-term school improvement rather than punish, close, and restart, which has been sort of one of the key strategies of the charter model. If a school doesn't operate well, you close it and you give it to someone else who you hope will do a better job or has a track record of doing a better job. When, in fact, what we need is schools that have somewhat more stability. We ought to have a primary strategy of how do we make the schools that we have better for the students that they serve. There isn't really a district capacity to do that.
Great. Brian Beabout, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Beabout is an associate professor of educational leadership at the University of New Orleans. He is the co-author of a new report on the history of New Orleans public schools. I'm Jess Clark.